I'm Haley Jo.
And I'm Coco.
And this is Peaches and Screams.
We're going to talk about some witches today.
Yes, witch movies is on the agenda.
Because we actually did a live recording of us watching The Witch, stylized as The Vivitch.
Yeah, 2015.
Who directed it?
Shit, I don't remember. We literally recorded this 3 weeks ago. And then Mother's Day and all this stuff happened, so we weren't recording for a couple of weeks. And when we came back to get all this together, the files corrupted. So, one of the files are corrupted, so we can't do the rewatch that we had recorded. We can't share that with you. But we did rewatch it, and what were your thoughts on the rewatch from your memory of 3 weeks ago?
It's a great movie. I mean, it's really quiet, it's really dull in color, and it's really scary.
It's very scary. It's not as slow as I remembered it being.
Oh, it's quick. Things happen very, very, like, one thing after another.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is so eerie. There are so many themes in it of like family, them being stuck out in the middle of nowhere. And what were you gonna say?
The director, I found out, is Robert Eggers, who just did The Lighthouse last year with Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe.
And I didn't see that.
I didn't see it either, but I heard it was really good. And apparently there's a scene where Robert Pattinson's jacking off really aggressively.
I mean, that's enough for a rewatch right there, so...
That's what I'm saying.
So we'll have to look into that one.
So yeah, Robert Eggers.
But yeah, the movie was really creepy, it was really eerie, I think it holds up. I mean, I think it's a great horror movie. I think it's a great witch movie. And I think it's cool that your final girl, if you will... I mean, she is.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Exactly. And that's what it is. She's like, she's not a bad person. She says her prayers, and everyone is against her, dude, from the start. It's ridiculous. Well, I mean, at least the mom is. The dad isn't. But then, I don't know. It's a weird relationship. It's a very weird dynamic.
Yeah.
That family.
So let's talk about... the beginning. So, like, they're kicked out of their, like, New England colony. And it's kind of unclear why. So the speech in the movie is very much a period piece. Like, the way that they talk is not...
Well, and the director, didn't he do a lot of research on the language and stuff to make sure that it was... really accurate and authentic?
Yeah, so apparently, like, he found, like, a ton of, like, old manuscripts and things about witches back in the, what, like, 1600s or whatever?
Yeah, during, like, witch times.
Witch times, yes, exactly.
I've heard some horrible stories. I was actually just listening to a podcast the other day where they were talking about 1600s, like, the witch trials, the Salem witch trials. And there's this town in... Massachusetts, where there was a sheriff who, like, went on a rampage looking for witches and would take people and put them on this slab and slowly put bricks and rocks on them to crush them, and did this one man who they believed was a witch, and he would not speak, he would not admit it, and then right before he took his last breath, he, like, hollered out, "I curse this town and you, Sheriff so-and-so, and every sheriff after you," and then he died. And that town, every sheriff that worked in that town from then on died young, including that sheriff. He died at 30 from a heart attack. At 30. This was in the 1600s, but still. And it wasn't until they moved their sheriff's post to a like a neighboring town, a neighboring area, that the sheriffs started surviving. That's true. But you can find the documentation on that one, buddy.
Well, so it's funny. I was just getting ready to say, as you were starting it, it was like, Haley, this sounds like The Crucible. Giles Corey was crushed under rocks, but he didn't curse him.
No, yeah, this guy did, so.
Oh, that's spooky.
I know. Witches. We should move to the East Coast.
Yes, I would love. Let's take a New England tour.
I would love that. We should definitely do that.
So anyway, the family is kicked off the colony, and they go and they start their own like little commune that's just them.
And what you get from it is that the dad is stubborn and prideful, and that is why they get kicked out of the colony. It's because he doesn't want to follow their exact rules. He wants to do things his way.
And they gave him the option. They were like, if you will just, you know, agree to what we're saying, like, you can stay.
But he refused to do that.
But he refused to. Yeah. And did that to his family. I mean, he's got 4 children, 2 of which are single digits.
5 children.
The baby. Which, we can just cut right to that.
Which,
exactly. We can cut right to that because right off the bat, I forgot how quickly that happened.
Yeah, they get there, they get set up. Thomason, the protagonist, takes the baby. Baby Sam?
That sounds right. Who knows? Anyway, little baby, she's playing with the baby.
Peekaboo.
Peekaboo with the baby, closing her eyes. She's in her yard. There's nobody around. You play peekaboo with a baby 1 second, and the next, baby's gone. Cut to... The witchy witch with her pestle and mortar.
Squish, 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 squish. Squelch. Squelch is a better word.
God. It's horrible. It's horrendous. Covers herself in it, and then it pretty much just cuts back to... And then it cuts back to the mom just being... Just devastated. And from that point on, the mom is completely against the daughter. And doesn't believe a word out of her mouth. So that's kind of the beginning of how this whole family begins to unravel.
Yeah, it really does start with, well, first, I mean, being kicked off, then the baby, and then the mom just, the rest of the movie, she's...
Oh, after that, she loses it.
So then the next big thing that happens, right, is Caleb is the brother, goes into the woods to... Like, get some apples? Is he going apple picking? I don't know. He's going into the woods for some reason. And then he meets the beautiful woman.
Oh, yeah. She's obviously a witch. It's always with these movies, these witches who are old, they immediately can switch to, like, a gorgeous form. Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like they only do that.
Well, it's an illusion.
They only do that when they need to. Like, it's not like they want to, like, live like that. It's...
Well, no, nobody wants to have to do their makeup and their hair and beat the mug and, oh my god, no. No. Just to do a spell when you're going to cover yourself in blood afterwards? I mean, what's the point?
And so then we don't see him for a while. We go back to the family. Caleb's gone. He's been missing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And they're freaking out. Yeah, and then out of the blue, he shows back up, right?
Well, it's like pouring down rain and he's like outside.
Well, and Thomason goes out to take care of the goats or something. And she finds him naked.
Mm-hmm. And she finds him naked. But so let's talk about Caleb and his entire... Like, so, okay. If we think about the dad and his 7 sins being pride, Caleb's would be lust. Throughout the film...
Yeah, he's looking at his older sister. She's starting to develop. He feels guilty about it, but he's being... He's been, what's the word?
Repressed.
Well, repressed, and they're out in the middle of nowhere. He's not seeing other people. He's not seeing other girls his age. And it's the 1600s, right? So there's not any media that he can look at, or he's just in his own head, and he's getting these natural feelings, but in their time, he feels super guilty and gross, and that does not help to... It doesn't help with the unraveling of the family. So, he's got lust, and then the two youngest or the two younger siblings, they're little Mercy and, yeah, I don't remember, but they're little bastards. I'm gonna say right now. They're horrible, and they're literally, throughout the movie, we've already seen them playing with Black Phillip. We know.
So Black Phillip is a goat.
Well, or a ram?
A ram. I mean, a horned goat? I don't know.
It's eight. It's eight.
What is the rhyme that Mercy sings? Black Phillip, Black Phillip.
I do not remember, but I love the live deliciously. Would you like to live deliciously?
Satan at the end.
Yes. And the Black Phillip comes in, and then he's like Satan, and he's got the straight up Randall flag out of the stand. He's got the boots with the spurs, and he comes in, and he's got like a cape, dude, and you just see his like ringed hand, just like, yeah, exactly. And she's like, well, I've lost my whole thing. I'm just cutting to the end. She's just like, I've dealt with all the shit. I put up with all this stuff.
And her entire family's dead.
Yeah, and they all turned against her. Well, I mean, kind of. The brother wasn't really against her, and the dad...
Well, the dad kind of did there at the end. I mean, they did...
At the end, he thought he couldn't trust any of them. He's like, you're all... I don't know who's telling the truth. You're all going in there, because Thomason finally gives in and is like, it's Mercy and Jonas. They're the ones making... Pact with the devil. They're playing games. They're playing sticks and hoops out there with Satan. Beelzebub.
Listen to this creepy ass poem. Black Phillip, Black Phillip, a crown grows out of his head. Black Phillip, Black Phillip, to Nanny Queen is wed. Jump to the fence post, running in the stall. Black Phillip, Black Phillip, king of all. Black Phillip, Black Phillip, king of sky and land. Black Phillip, Black Phillip, king of sea and sand. We are ye servants, we are ye men. Black Phillip eats the lions from the lion's den.
Ooh.
I feel like I just summoned Satan right now.
Yeah, I know. Get out of here. Lord, have mercy on us. Yeah, no, their creepy little bastard dies childs, and I do not trust the youths. Yeah, the mom is not a very... I mean, I understand she's dealing with a lot, and losing a child is, like, horrible, plus they've lost their community.
But instead of embracing her other children, instead she pushes away her oldest daughter.
So, yeah, that movie. Do we have to go through the whole thing? It's a great movie. I love it. I think if you haven't watched it in a few years, go back and watch The Witch. Go back and watch it. When I first watched it, when it came out, I was looking forward to it, and then I watched it, but I don't remember. I thought it was so slow at the time, and I ended up not paying attention, and I ended up missing the parts that catch you, because you have to pay attention.
It's not a jump scare.
It's not a jump scare.
It's subtle. You have to be paying attention to get the eerie, like, sinking in feeling. Like, it's not like there's gonna be a loud noise. No. There's not really any loud.
There's nothing loud about that movie at all, I don't think.
The color's dull, the sound is down.
The only color you see in that movie is red. Blood. Everything else is dull. It's supposed to make you feel. Even the nature is gray, and it's not fruitful, because they're losing all, they can't grow anything.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like harrowed, like there's nothing, like,
yeah, exactly. So it really adds to the film. Definitely go back and give it a rewatch. I loved it. And then we wanted to watch some more witch movies. So, something that came out this year, 2020, Gretel and Hansel.
Yes. A flip on Hansel and Gretel.
Exactly. And a really good one. I loved it. I loved that movie. I don't remember it being... It doesn't have a lot of jump scares. Does it? I mean, there are a few kind of...
I would say that one is more gory than... Yeah. Than The Witch, but still it does.
And colorful. It's a beautiful movie.
And it uses color so poignantly, like the witch's house being that like obsidian wood, that dark black that's like it pops out because nothing else is dark like that. The inside of her house, there's like that pinkish reddish hue that's like spit up over everything except the like basement, the like all white, pristine.
That's true.
Basement.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I hadn't actually thought about that, but it is a beautiful movie, and the actors in it, the Gretel, is the girl from It.
Yes,
chapter
she
one.
Plays Beverly Marsh.
Beverly Marsh's
it,
character.
The
yes,
new It.
The new It.
Sophia Lillis is her name.
She's a great actress.
She's kind of popping up all over every place.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan. These are the only things I think I've seen. Oh, wait, no. She's got that show on Netflix, I think.
Yes, she does have that show on Netflix. She was also the Nancy Drew in the, like, 2019 movie.
Oh, I did not realize that. Didn't Emma Roberts do Nancy Drew, like, 10 years ago? They're doing it again? And Nancy Drew's timeless. But yeah, she's a great actress. The little brother was a cutie. I love they're great. Hansel and Gretel in that movie are just, they are the best team. They are the best team. They look out for each other. They love each other. And that actually, I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, but that is, but yeah, spoilers coming. If you don't want to hear, click ahead like 35 seconds. In the end, that's how Gretel knows that she's being tricked, because she knows she loves her brother and she would never do anything to hurt him. So,
Let's talk about how it contrasts from the witch in the ending. So, there's a big similarity in that. So the witch in this wood is trying to get Gretel to be a witch and eat her brother.
Exactly. She wants her to be the new witch.
The new her. She's old, she's dying, whatever.
She can tell that Gretel has some sort of sight, which she does.
Yeah, she's got some innate, like, magic flowing in her.
Yeah. And so this witch slowly kind of teaches her how to use it. Her mistake, exactly. And then I'm trying to remember it, but
so then they basically get into it, like, right as her brother's, like, the witch is making her brother, like, go kill himself, basically, and Gretel has to use her magic to fight the witch and make her stop, and she does.
That's right, she outsmarts her, and then the ending is that Gretel takes over, like she was going to, but a good witch. She is going to stay there and learn how to use her powers in a good way, in a natural way. She's all about nature. She's paying attention to all that. She frees all these poor children who have been stuck there forever, their spirits, from the witch taking advantage of them.
And she sends her brother
off to on his own journey. She says, you aren't going to thrive here, but there are places where you will thrive, because he's a little axeman. It's beautiful. It's like they love each other so much, like she loves him enough that she will send him away to go take care of himself. And like,
and you know, like, I don't know what Orion Pictures has planned, but it definitely felt like it was setting itself up for a sequel. With her focusing all on Hansel. Like, the way that it ended, it felt like it was the beginning of the woodsman story.
That would be great. I would love that.
Hey, Orion, you want us to write it? Give us a shout.
Yeah, give us a call. Cody's had a old Red Riding Hood in the box for a while. But yeah, that movie was amazing. I love that movie. Like I said, beautiful color-wise, cinematically, just like, or cinematography-wise, it was just gorgeous.
Definitely contrasting the witch in terms of color.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because the witch, like we said, is so dull. So dull and gray, and it makes you feel that way. What have you read? I see your face.
Okay. I was just, you know, doing some research on witches. I'm excited still, but not as excited. So they're remaking the Witches, the Angelica Houston film.
I feel like I heard about that. That sounds familiar.
I don't think I heard about it. It says 2020 film, though. Produced by Robert Zemeckis and Guillermo del Toro. Screenplay by del Toro and Zemeckis.
I'm in. Del Toro, I'm in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in, too. Funny enough, Chris Rock is in it, which we just talked about him in the Saw stuff.
Yeah, what is up with him? He's switching to horror all of a sudden.
Ooh. Octavia Spencer is the grandma. And Anne Hathaway is the Grand High Witch, the Angelica Houston.
When is this coming out? What is the date on this?
October 9th, 2020.
Has it done production or anything? Can you see anything on that?
There's a teaser trailer with Angelica Houston talking about when the cast was confirmed. But it says it's scheduled to be released this October. But we've also got Stanley Tucci in it. Yeah.
I love Stanley Tucci.
Me too. So all we have, and I mean, this could be a horror film. I don't know. I'm judging by the cast, probably not. But with Guillermo del Toro, you never know.
That's true. That cast with del Toro, I love that. I live. I'm here for it.
I don't know. I'm just saying it could be really creepy. All that's listed on the Wikipedia page is the premise. A little boy stumbles across a conference of witches while staying with his grandmother at a hotel and gets transformed into a mouse by the Grand High Witch, which is...
Anne Hathaway!
Yeah, and I mean, that's just the plot of the old one, so I don't know. I don't see anything about genre on here.
I don't know if I've ever watched that, the original. I know you own it.
It's kind of scary in the sense that, if you were... a 7-year-old watching it when it came out.
See, and that's what I've missed out on a lot of horror movies. My house, growing up, I didn't have access to horror movies like some people did. I don't know. I don't know what the town we grew up in, there wasn't really a comic book store or any place where you could go find things. No. So it's kind of a bummer that I can't go back and experience some of these horror movies as a kid. And I just get the experience now as an adult finding them, but that's definitely something I wanna watch. It's on the list. Another thing I watched, I'm gonna go ahead and talk about. It was The Witch in the Window, and this I watched it because it was supposed to be witchy, but it didn't actually turn out to be witchy. It was just kind of about an old woman who's a ghost who they decide to call a witch, but she's not actually a witch. But it's really just a story about a father and a son, and the father and the mom are separated. The mom's kind of moving on. She doesn't want to put up with the guy's bullshit anymore, but he's still trying to kind of get her back, and you can see that right from the beginning. But it's about him taking the son out. He's gonna flip a house, so he buys this house, he's planning on flipping it and selling it, and so he brings the son to help him out because the son's been, he's 12, almost 13, so he's kind of starting to go through puberty and deal with these things. He's been on the internet. This is the time of the internet, so he's seen some things that you probably shouldn't see at that age, and you end up finding out that he actually found a video. They want you to assume it's porn. It's not porn, and I didn't think it was porn. I was like, this kid wouldn't be this messed up from porn. So it's actually, he finds a video of someone being decapitated. Like a dark web, a terrorist kind of video type thing. Yeah, so he's kind of messed up about that, but it ends up kind of toughening him, and he is smarter than the dad, honestly. And as out of the mouths of babes, yes. but he ends up, it's a good movie. It's got, I won't tell you the ending because it's definitely like a twist ending, and it's really good. I definitely suggest it. It's a Shudder original, I'm pretty sure. So you can either watch it on Shudder, or I think it'll be on Amazon Prime as well. So it's called The Witch in the Window. It's only an hour and like 10 minutes. It's very short. And I thought it was a great movie. I thought it had a great ending. The cast was amazing. And it's new. I think it came out in 2019 or something. I haven't really looked into the director, actors, or anything, but I would suggest it for a quick little watch. That was my witch. I decided to do my own sort of witch homework. So,
and I was supposed to do that as well, but I never ended up watching. I was gonna watch The Witch House or Witch House or something, or House of the Witch. I don't know. Another witch movie.
There aren't a lot of great ones, honestly. I mean, it's hard to find.
It's hard to navigate that fine line between like funny comedy witch, like hocus pocusy type witch, and like true like horror scary type witch. Yeah, I think.
Like the witch.
Right, like the witch.
Vivice. But yes, I love that. I love, those are all great movies. Definitely go watch them. Gretel and Hansel, you can't get it on Prime. We ended up renting it for, how much was it? $6?
I don't remember. I thought it was only like $3.99.
Oh, was it $3.99? Anyway, it wasn't that much. So if you feel like renting it, I definitely suggest it. On Amazon Prime is where we got it.
Which did you like better, Gretel and Hansel or The Witch?
Oh, I think they're two sides of the same coin. I love them both. Give me a break.
Okay, I think that for me, if I were talking just scary factor, The Witch. I'm giving it to The Witch. Yes. But, but I don't know. Like, cinematography-wise, they are both.
Well, yeah, because they're both trying to show something different, and they both do a great job of their, of doing that. So, but yeah, if we're talking about horror movies, if we're talking about horror, The Witch. If you want to watch a horror movie, watch The Witch. If you want to watch something that's still horror, but not quite as much, watch Gretel and Hansel.
Yes, but both visually breathtaking films, so definitely check out both of them if you got the time.
What is that actress doing? What's her name again?
Oh, she was in Glass.
She was in Glass. She was in Split. I love her. She's an amazing actress. I want to see her in everything.
Yeah, she's just like the actress in Gretel and Hansel. She's very much a likable protagonist, I think.
And that made me want to go back and rewatch It, Chapter 1, because I love that actress.
Anya Taylor-Joy is Thomasin in The
Anya
Witch.
Is it Anya or is it Anna? I have seen it written two different ways.
Wikipedia says Anya. Anya Josephine Taylor-Joy. But yeah, she was in Split and Glass. And then it says she was in a comedy called Thoroughbreds in 2017, and she played Emma Woodhouse in the comedy drama Emma. But yeah, I'd like to see more from her too. Oh, okay. This keeps coming up. Last Night in Soho. It says that it's to be announced, but she's in that. It's in it's in post-production. It's a psychological horror film directed by Edgar Wright.
That's right.
Yeah. He also did
Shaun of the Dead and all those movies, because he's friends with Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. Yeah, I would love to see horror from him.
So she's in it.
Is it horror? It says thriller. Psychological thriller.
This says psychological horror.
Psychological horror? I am here for it.
So anyway, there's not really any information about it on the Wikipedia page. It just says the film is said to be inspired by other British horror films, such as Nicholas Roeg's Don't Look Now and Roman Polanski's Repulsion, with Wright mentioning this film's use of time travel.
Ooh.
So Last Night in Soho, maybe it's like a, like they have to keep repeating the same night. I don't know.
Maybe. Ooh, Groundhog Day, psychological horror. Directed by Edgar Wright.
Oh, wait, here we go. Here, I found it. It was actually scheduled to be released this September, but it was pulled from the schedule due to COVID-19. So I don't know when it will be actually release. I know. This is just ruin all of our film stuff.
I know. Because there's supposed to be a lot of good movies coming out this year. We've already talked about Conjuring 3, the new Saw movie, Candyman. Ugh.
So many good things coming up. Now we've got the
Halloween Kills.
We've got the Witches remake or reboot. And then this last night in Soho. So
I just pulled this up on Bloody Disgusting. Universal pulls the Forever Purge from summer release. Supposed to release this summer, apparently.
Oh, what? And I haven't heard anything?
It's now without a release date, obviously because of all the COVID stuff. But also, I wonder what this movie follows. Because each Purge movie has been different. I want to know what it's about.
I never saw the first Purge, honestly. Or the first year, or...
Okay, this says sources recently... said the film takes the Purge out of its usual metropolitan setting while still dealing with class and race issues in the way the previous films have. So it's going to be set in Wabash.
That's terrifying. I can't see that movie. I'll have PTSD.
It's going to be about our PTSD flashbacks of high school. Oh my God, yes. I am ready for that. I'm sad. I wonder if they're going to put it on demand.
Well, that seems to be what they're doing with most movies. I think that they'll probably do that until there's a clearer idea of when people can be back in the theater.
Thanks for listening to Peaches and Screams.
If you have any questions or suggestions, contact us at peachesandscreamspod@gmail.com.
We're your horror hosts. I'm Haley Jo.
And I'm Coco.
Sweet Screams.